5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello, is this Paul the Shy Yeti?
Now it's time for the serious podcast in the world. The Shy Podcast.
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
169. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. How are you doing? Glad to hear it. Well, what's going to happen this episode? Well, I suppose it doesn't hurt for me to tell you that I will have been away around the time of this episode. If all goes to plan, I should have been in Copenhagen and should be busy recording future shows. But I wanted to make sure that you had an episode ready for me to post almost as soon as I got home. So the events of this episode happened right at the start of May, just before I went away. I think you'll find it quite interesting because, well, it answers one or two questions whilst posing one or two more. But anyway, you're going to hear from all the regulars, basically. They're all up to different things. I'm there. I also answered some questions posed by one of our listeners. But anyway, I think it's time to run the theme tune, and then, well, I'll speak to you again at the end. All right. All right. Run the theme tune.
What's going to happen today?
Oh, my God, it's enormous. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
The show is out of this world.
Oh, dear. This isn't going to end well.
Darling, it's Jane Shandy.
Oh, a million kisses, darling.
I asked for pies. That's all I asked for. Pies.
Starts. Starts.
Oh, dear, I hadn't thought of that. Still, never mind.
Hey, that Yeti, he's crazy.
That's cool.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Hi, listeners. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? We're about to speak to Bettina. There are some questions. Bizarrely, they're questions for me rather than questions for her. She's going to ask them. Oh, here comes the call now. Bettina, hi. Is that you? How are you doing?
Hello, darling. Well, it's lovely to hear from you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Bettina. Where are you? Still in France?
Oh, yes, darling, yes. You'll be coming over soon, won't you?
Yes, I will, yes. I'm about to go away to Copenhagen, but I go to Copenhagen for a week, come back for a week, and then I should be in Marseille.
Oh, marvellous, darling, marvellous.
So, Bettina, what have you been up to? How's Damias doing?
Oh, darling, Damias is fine. In fact, he's here. Damias, come and say hello. Oh, hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, all good. I expect you're busy learning lines, are you?
Oh, yes, Paul. Very busy. Oh, yes. I'm rehearsing for a parakeet version of Alice in Wonderland.
Parakeets now? Blimey, not just cats and dogs.
Oh, no, we're really branching out. Anyway, darling, I need to talk to Paul, so you run along. Oh, right, yes, I will. Good to speak to you, Paul.
Good to speak to you, Damias. Oh, bless. So, Bettina, these questions, they're from one of our listeners, yes?
That's right, darling, from the divine Jay the Horn Cup. Oh, yes.
Ah, yes. I know that Jay has been very keen to send questions in, and Jay, we thought it would be fun to have Bettina asking the questions so that I don't get to see them beforehand. So I've been pinging the questions straight onto Bettina without reading them. So it's all fresh for me. It's all a surprise.
Yes, darling.
Okay, but listeners out there, if you want to send any questions either for me or for Bettina, you'd always be welcome to. You can record the questions, you can send them as an email, as Jay has on this occasion. And the email address is in the show notes. shyyeti@yahoo.co.uk. How many questions do we have, Bettina?
Darling, we have five.
Five? Wow, cool. Yes, great. Okay, then. Question number one.
The first one's a funny one, Paul. Question number one. When it comes to the word B-I-D-E-T, do you say it B-day or B-day?
Be honest, I don't think I say it very much at all. I think the only time I've ever seen a B-day is in really posh hotels. I don't think many people have them in their actual homes. They scare me, to be honest. I'm really not sure what's going on. Or did you mean B-Day as in birthday? No, I think you went B-Day as in bottom washer. What a strange first question, Bettina.
Darling. Oh, dear. Oh, well, one of the things that occurs to me is when you're travelling around the world full stop, you know, you do find that the toilet facilities are quite different from country to country. And also the way that people who travel to your country interact with the toilet facilities, if you know what I mean.
Oh, blimey, do I, yes. Well, I work in a college with international students, and let's say everyone seems to have a very different way of using the facilities on offer.
Oh, darling, you do hear some strange stories.
Yes, you certainly do, and you see some strange things. I'm sure both Toppy and Brenda from Lotsall have their own stories that they probably don't want to share, but I have heard them talking about toilet habits on Lotsall, and yes, it's a strange world, yes.
Most certainly, darling. I'm sorry, I should have probably chosen one of the other questions as question number one, but that was first on the list.
No, it's fine. So what's question number two?
Okay, if you could have for 1 year a driver to take you anywhere or a cook to make you anything, which would you choose? And no, Toby doesn't count as either.
Well, Toby can't drive. He can certainly cook. To be honest, I like Toby's cooking so much that I'm still allowed to have Toby. So can I just keep Toby as the cook? And I'd love to have a chauffeur. That would be excellent. I think I would definitely like a chauffeur because we definitely go out more. We definitely, you know, go out more at weekends if we could just say to the chauffeur, come and pick us up, take us to so-and-so or whatever. And I mean, going out and about is great for podcasting. This time of year, we don't go out that much because the weather's not been great and there aren't that many films at the cinema we can be bothered about. And I think we've got to the age where everyone's doing their own little things and nobody's meeting up in groups so much. So, a chauffeur would be great. We might even take Dealey along with us.
Oh, darling, that would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think that would be fun. It would be really fun to see what Dealey made of some of the places that we could go to, taking out into the woods.
Oh, but darling, he might run away.
I don't think he would. I think he might like to sniff things, though.
Oh, he's so sweet.
So, yes, Jay, thank you. I think we would definitely have a driver, please. Are you offering? What about another question?
Okay, darling. Yes, this is Jay saying it, of course. Yesterday I was behind a vehicle with the license plate Poet Writer. Isn't that just a poet? Which do you call yourself?
Well, yeah, I don't... Well, I do consider myself both, but I don't know. I don't know if that... Yeah, I guess some people are just poets and some people are just writers and some people are both. Maybe the person driving was both, but no, I think you're right. I do know a few poets who are just poets. They don't seem to do anything else. I think a lot of people probably do both, but yeah, it's a bit strange though, isn't it? Having your job title on a car license plate, like having a librarian, librarian 73 or something. Actually, that's quite a good idea.
Oh, you should get one on your bike, Paul.
I don't really ride my bike very much anymore. I should do. I did ride a bike quite a lot until I wasn't so well, 3 or 4 years ago. I do still have a bike in the house, but for a while my house was also the place where Harry had left his bike. When he moved from Oxford to London, he had a bike in Oxford and he kind of didn't really have space for it when he first moved to London, so I took it in. But then later on he moved to a flat and then another flat and he never asked for it back and it just sat in my flat for like 15 years. And then one day, I, having mentioned it to him a number of times, I guess gave up and I put the bike out along with the other bikes in the railway car park and I walked away. And then within 24 hours, the bike was gone. And now I don't use my bike very often. Toby suggested that I could do the same with my bike, but I've got a bit more of a sentimental attachment to it. But
Oh, darling. Do you want another question?
Yes, please.
Okay, darling. Okay, question number four. If you were to pick a fiction writer who would do a fanciful embellishment of your autobiography, who would it be? P.S. It can't be you.
Well, in a way, if it couldn't be me, I would possibly choose somebody who I know who writes fiction. Maybe Nick or Mr. Trowbridge from Man the Archive, somebody who possibly understands me. there are lots of other writers I like. I mean, someone like Terry Pratchett or Douglas Adams would probably write a pretty quirky version of my life story, except that they're dead, so maybe not anymore. Stephen King maybe would write a more horrific version of my life story. I guess of living writers, and I know that he does like taking things from his own life and also stories that he's heard or things that he's experienced. I don't know. I'm sure he could do an interesting job on my life story. I guess I would say, if not Mr. Trowbridge or Mr. Goodman, then Armistice Maupin, please, who wrote the Tales from the City books. Yes, partly because I love his books and partly he has a way with turning real life events into interesting stories. And yes.
Darling, as I love his books too. Oh, golly, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? You know what? I don't think he'll do it, though.
No, I don't think he will do it, no. I have spoken to him, though. Well, not spoken to him. Communicated with him.
Oh, darling, how did that come about?
Well, you know, only very briefly on, was it Facebook or was it Twitter? It may have been Twitter. A couple of times I've bought things from his website and I've had books personally signed, and I've had at least one book signed to me as Shayeti. And I tweeted to him a picture of me with the book, and he wrote back and said, nice to put a face to the Shayeti. It's kind of cool when you get to interact, even if only briefly, with writers or musicians or actors or whatever that you like.
Oh, yes, darling. Well, obviously back in the day, I used to hang out with some of them as well.
Oh, yes, I know you did, Bettina. You and Aunt Tappy, you had a right old time, didn't you?
We did, yes. Oh, yes, we most certainly did.
So, one more question, is there?
Yes, darling, of course. One more. What famous musician or band, dead or alive, do you think was seriously overrated? I recognise that this is just a matter of taste.
Gosh. There are one or two. I'm not sure that the answers will be that much of a surprise, because I've pretty much said it before. I've got three answers, basically. And they are just people I think are overrated in certain aspects. At least two of them, I think, are perfectly all right. But let me explain myself.
That's a good idea, Paul.
Well, I'm mystified as to why people think Kanye West is a genius, because every time I have heard him speak, he talks about how wonderful he is and how he doesn't need to study. I heard him say something about how he just, if he decides to do something, he just becomes an instant genius at it. And yet I'm yet to sort of see anything that he's done that makes me think that he's a genius. There are one or two songs where he's done raps and I've just thought, this is appalling. It's just like he's made it up as he's gone along. And, you know, that's fine if you're doing a podcast like mine and you're only expecting a small audience. But, I do feel that if you're going to release it to millions of people, then perhaps you should think about it a bit more before you release it. Perhaps you should work on it a bit harder. But I think some of these people, they're just so arrogant and they're just so full of their own greatness. They literally think they can write the first thing that comes to mind. I think it didn't help that the first song of his that I even heard, and I haven't heard many, to be honest, because it's not like years ago where, you know, if a song is at number one, you hear it all the time in pubs and clubs or in shops. These days, it's perfectly possible not to hear what's going on in the charts. Like when I watch Top of the Pops at Christmas, most of the songs I'd not heard of, and they'd been number one hits. And it's not like I keep away from music. In fact, I'm a fan of music. Yeah, so Kanye West is definitely one where I think, you know, what's the big deal? It's weird, but another one is Bob Dylan, and I've said this before. I think he can write perfectly decent songs, but I really don't like his voice. I think his voice is probably okay in the 60s. I remember buying the second Traveling Wilburys album back in the 80s, or would it be early 90s? And there were, you know, the Travelling Wilburys had quite a lot of good people in. By the time of the second album, I think Roy Orbison was dead. But George Harrison was still alive, and Jeff Lynne, and Tom Petty. And I just remember that album, the majority of the vocals were done by Bob Dylan. I mean, that was mystifying to me. I mean, yes, perhaps if George Harrison hadn't been there, he might have been the most senior person. But, with Roy Orbison being dead by that stage, but George Harrison should certainly have had more lead vocals on that album. I've said it before, quite a lot of songs I've heard other people do of Bob Dylan's I've liked, but I do think that Bob Dylan is overrated, certainly as a singer. And the third person is probably Adele. And some of the songs I've heard, I don't mind. Some of them get played so much they become obnoxious. And I'm a big fan of female vocalists, but to me, she's just this week's Dido or this week's Gabrielle. She's not a patch on someone like Alison Moyet, but she kind of does the same sort of genre. What most annoys me is when somebody starts singing and they have a couple of hits, and then people say, oh, she's the new Dusty Springfield. And that just is such an insult, I think. It's just lazy journalism. I mean, Adele's been around a while now. She's had more than a couple of hits now. But as I say, I don't hate her songs. I don't hate her singing. It makes me laugh that she's kind of quite so blunt and quite clearly just being herself when she's on stage and swearing and whatever. I guess it's refreshing. It's not what I think of as being, you know, showbiz, but whatever. But I just think there's loads of other singers that I like more. I really wish had had as much attention as Adele. Personally, I love Amy Mann, and she's never really had that much attention, not compared to Adele. I don't know. Sometimes it mystifies me. And I kind of think of somebody like Lady Gaga, who, you know, is full of spectacle and showbiz. And when she started, her songs were like, they were real events. And you wanted to see what her latest video was, because she'd have lobsters on her head and all sorts. You never quite knew what was going to happen next. And I suppose I feel that Adele doesn't have any of that. And maybe she'd say, well, you know, I'm just like to keep it real and I don't like to do all that. But, yeah, it's fine. It's just, I love what she does. I just feel it's a bit middle-aged. I should stop before Bettina falls asleep. Are you still there, Bettina?
Darling, yes, I am. I went to do the washing up, but I've come back now.
What do you think? Do you like Adele?
I don't really know her, darling. I do love Dusty Springfield. Oh, yes, I met her once. Oh, gosh. I thought that she and Aunt Tappy and I were going to be like buddies, but no, it just didn't happen.
Oh, well, that's a shame. It's nice that you got to meet her, though. Is that it? I hope I haven't repeated myself. From conversations I've had before.
No, darling, that was lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for your questions.
Yes, Jay, thank you very much for your questions. I'm sorry I waffled a bit. Went off on my soapbox.
Well, oh, okay, darling. Well, I better go. I think Damaris wants me to help him learn his lines.
Cool, sure, of course. Good, good. Well, I've got to get off and I need to see Yeti Uncle John. He's helping me move some things around in the library archives, so...
Okay, darling. Speak to you again soon.
Bye, Bettina. Bye to Damius.
He's waving, darling. He's waving.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, listeners. Yes. I've got to go and see Yeti Uncle John. So, I think I'm going to hand you over to Martin, I think. Martin and Cromarty. All right. Moving on. Hello, hello. Yes, it's me, Cromarty. Yes, here we are in my laboratory. And Martin is going to introduce some clips that he has. Yes, he has some clips for you. So you may want to listen to him. I actually have to go because I need to get some bits and pieces for Cuthbert. And I need to get down to the shops before they close. So I'm just saying hello. And then I shall be gone. Okay, Martin. Yeah, Martin is coming. Okay, I'll speak to you soon. Okay.
Hello, it's me, Martin. How are you? Yes, I've picked some clips from Sutton Park. Yes, they are episodes from, I think, sort of around 1994. I think it's 1994. Yes, that would sound right. They're very interesting, of course. I'm not sure that I really need to introduce them too much, but I'll see. I'll see when I come back. I'll see if I need to give you any more details, but I suggest that you just have a listen. Yes, have a listen.
My man come, he steal Robin, he put him in room. He put him in room and Robin scream. Robin scream, he in pain. Bad man, get Robin, bad man.
Oh dear viewers, this is not good news. Someone's got someone has got their evil talons got the hold of Robin. This is not good. Not good at all. But I'm not sure what I can do to help him. If anything, he can't be held responsible for his actions anymore. He's just not sane anymore.
Clive is worried. There is no sign of Harvey. Harvey went off quite some time ago to search for Cleo and Stephanie. He has not yet returned. What is the news? Where is Harvey? As for Stephanie and Cleo, they are trapped in a dimension where they cannot be seen. So close to Clive, and yet so far away. They cannot be contacted. They cannot be helped. Clive senses the problem, but can do nothing. Meanwhile, Harvey returns.
Yes, I'll return.
No, I can't find them anywhere. Don't know where they might be. Oh, hello, Graham. Hello, how are you?
Harvey.
Hello.
Come here, Harvey.
What?
Hello. Are you hungry?
Yes.
What do you fancy? How about rabbit stew? Rabbit stew!
That was my old school.
Taking photos.
1973-76, I was there.
That's your school, and that one's that's your church, isn't it?
That's my regular, St. Martin's, very proud of it. Excellent church. And yes, I used to play all sorts of games in that playground then.
Did it come back into focus, that's better.
My mum used to do the gardening around here as well. Actually, we're quite, quite near to where I went to college as well, just down there, we were part-time. Building home maintenance and blah, 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 all that.
Let's make a move. The beaches, Nick. The beaches.
The beaches. The beaches.
Your old home.
My only, one and only home. Yeah. Yes, it's nice to be here. I think, you know, Paul, I was just thinking to myself, the worst thing you could do is take me for a walk down Tollgate Road and gag me.
I don't want to gag you, don't
That's
worry.
That's all right. I don't...
I spotted a train.
These wires look familiar. Are they yours, Joe?
Wires? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Looks like somebody's been in prison.
Prison in the sun.
Ah, well.
What's wrong, Nick?
It's a piano.
I can hear a piano too. Must be someone playing it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
This is nice, isn't it?
3:10. It's dark. It's dark somewhere in these.
Yeah, these tracks, of course, is where I kind of cross country run.
Nick.
Yes.
What? What are you doing?
Excuse me.
What are you?
Oh.
Your beard.
What about it?
I've noticed you haven't had your beard. Where is it? Nick,
I must have dropped it.
You dropped your beard. I don't know if you had it.
It must be back.
I don't think you even had it at home. You must have left it at home or something. Oh dear.
Oh no! What am I going to do?
You just have to...
I know! I could...
Paste it back on if you find it. Paste it back on with Yoo-Hoo.
I could play the... Now I can play the policeman in Tide of Freedom.
Oh yeah, of course... we're doing that this weekend, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, because you remember I was Simon Wolf?
Yes.
Because I had a beard then.
Yeah.
And people are going to be confused if they see the anthology and see me as Simon Wolf and...
Well, you better find your beard.
I suppose I'd better.
Oh, come on.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Oh, dear. Such a nice beard as well.
Meanwhile, elsewhere, just ahead of Paul and Nick, the robotic Harry is slowly disintegrating, falling apart. He has consumed too much evil. He is falling apart, dropping radioactive pieces of his body across the countryside.
Oh. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Feeling a bit... Settled up on your beard.
Wistful. It's amazing the things you lose, isn't it?
Your beard?
Mm. Yes, it's amazing. As I say, this will be a good...
Excuse
to play the... Yeah, because otherwise people are going to get confused. If they'll see Simon Wolf 1 minute and then...
Once we get back into town, we can pop to that shop and get you a prop for the... You want to need a policeman's hat, don't you? Or something?
Yes, that's a good idea, yes, because they've got one in Thatcher's. Most of the props for... Not plots, for Prison in the Sun came from.
The last time I came up here was when... The first George, before he regenerated, when he got very depressed about splitting up with Elaine, and he...
Yeah, I know how he feels.
He came up here and...
Oh, right.
Got very depressed, I have to say. Oh. He wandered off over that way, and he told me to leave him, and I did.
How long was he depressed for?
Till about Christmas. He tried to kill himself with knife. I don't think I ever told you about that. It was very low-key. That was the day he regenerated. He stabbed himself when he regenerated. Actually, he was sort of just around the... What's that?
Oh, what's that?
Oh, better not touch it. Just a minute. I have a nasty feeling.
It looks a bit odd.
This device, this thing that Troby gave us.
Oh, the one that he injected?
No, I won't reject you. I won't inject. Apparently, if you change it, you can detect for radioactivity. So. Yes, it's what I thought. Yes. Highly radioactive. I shall just... The radioactivity has been reduced. I think I can probably touch it now.
Are you sure, Paul? Are you sure?
Yeah, it's dead. The radioactivity has been... This is a fake synthetic hand from the robotic Harry. Last time I heard from him, he was ingesting evil. You know, sort of actually...
Pure evil?
Enveloping it. Yeah, actually
evil.
Sort of consuming it so that he'd turned himself into literally a hoover for evil. He was taking... But obviously it's got to the stage
Why
where...
Why didn't I call my anthology story that an evil hoover?
He's obviously got to the stage where he's taken in too much evil and he's...
That's on the end of
falling...
there,
isn't... Well, it's all just fake, isn't it? It's just... He's supposed to be as real as possible. It's obviously he's falling apart. Obviously, intaken too much.
Oh dear.
Yeah, this is not good. Come on, better make a move.
That was nasty, that hand, wasn't it?
A bit worrying about Harry, yes.
Yes.
I always told, the robot was a bit worried and it wanted to do its best.
So now Robin's free and Harry's free?
No, Robin.
Has Robin been recaptured?
I think he's been recaptured, yes, unfortunately. The mummy turned up the other day. He'd been looking after Robin and said that Robin had been recaptured.
Is the mummy benign?
I don't know. I'm not sure if he's working for good or evil, but... Anyway.
It's a bit worrying. Like that bloke with a paper bag over his head.
Exactly. Benign. Like it. Can't work out whether either of them are good or bad. Why am I walking backwards?
That's Christmas.
Yeah. I think I should walk forwards.
Well, forward. I got that.
Meanwhile, elsewhere, the mummy of Maudlin has left Paul's house and is looking worried, like a worried thing.
I'm worried, very worried. Bad man, take Robin. Bad man, be killed.
Hello, police? Yeah, if you could just keep a lookout for that, for a radioactive robot. Yeah, a radioactive robot just wandering around town, yeah. Yes. Okay, thanks and bye. Well, Harry's on the loose. Pretty obvious. Obviously I'm home now, no problem about that. Bit worrying. Not much we can do though. Police on the lookout for him. Anyway,
Right. I'm going to go and pick up Elaine. Elaine and Lisa. They're arriving for interlink with some filming we're doing. Yes, all very interesting and exciting. Nice to see them. It will be very nice to see them. Yes, we're going down to Southbourne, where we did some other stuff in the summer to get it all finished. But, anyway, I'm rather busy. I've got to get a few things sorted out for tomorrow. I shall see you tomorrow in Salisbury, probably. I shall see you then. Yeah. And I'll see you.
There we go. I hope you enjoyed that, listeners. Yes, those were Sun Park clips from the 90s. Yes. I've got quite a lot of clips lined up for you for future episodes. I know you can't see them, but all these tapes here, there's so many of them. It's hard to believe that I don't know where you got the money to buy all the tapes. Paul used to record the episodes, and he wouldn't reuse the tapes. They would just be recorded on just the once, and then he'd buy more. And, you know, considering that during this time he was unemployed a couple of times, that's literally, I think, what he spent his dole money on and pocket money on and stuff. I think that's quite commendable. Some people would spend it on booze and fags, and he spent it on camcorder tapes. Yes. Oh dear. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just having a sniff of this one. They do have a certain scent. You wouldn't believe it, but they definitely do have a certain scent, and it's quite fascinating. I find it quite fascinating anyway. Oh dear. Oh, I can smell this coffee now. Sorry, I've got some coffee here, and now I've come in the direction of it. Oh, that's all I can smell. It's very overpowering. Let me move this cup, and oh, tripped over something now. Oh, I spilt the coffee everywhere. Sorry, I just spilt it over some of Cobbity's equipment. Oh goodness. Oh dear. There's some equipment, and Cobbity's covered it in like a sheet, and oh dear. I have a nasty feeling that under that sheet that I just chucked a whole cup of coffee over, it's Cuthbert. Blimey. Oh, blimey. What a mess. Oh, God, he's going to kill me. Oh, for goodness sake. I'm so clumsy.
Hi listeners, it's me again. Hiya. Yes. I'm here with Yeti Uncle John. I suppose it is sort of like the library podcasting studios, but it's the end with all the books in. We were last here, of course, when Ick was helping out. And of course, he ate that. Whatever he ate. I'm just trying to finally clear out all the books and just get the last of the books that we want to get rid of. Out of the way, and I've got Yeti Uncle John here to help before he swans off on his trip. When are you actually going, Yeti Uncle John? It seems to have been an age. Oh, yes, oh, charming, yes. Well, it's coming up. It won't be long. I will be going very soon, yes. Oh, I can promise that. I'm waiting to hear the date myself. But no, it's soon. But I'm going to have a little party before I go. Promise you that. No, I think it'll be by the end of the month, if not sooner. But, I've still got a few things to work out, and the exact terms and the exact times that I'm going to be away. Oh, well, that's good. Where is Ick today? I thought he'd be helping out. I kind of asked him not to be honest. I didn't really want him down here. How are you doing tidying these books up, then? Yes, I'm all right. I'm just moving this on this shelf. It's a bit of a difficult shelf to get to. I'm having to stand on a chair. Oh, be careful, Yeti Uncle John. I don't want you falling. Do you want me to hold the chair or something? No, I'm all right. Oh, I think. Oh, blimey. What, John, where is it? Oh, there's something up here. What, is it not a rat or something? No, it's looking at me, though. What is it? I don't know, what are you? Why are you talking to it? It's looking at me. Oh, blimey.
Oh, this is a lot of mess up here. I don't know what's been going on. Oh, for goodness sake, let me have a look. Oh, my goodness. Oh, listeners, it's like a... like a, it looks like a book, but it's staring back at us. It oh, it does look like... Oh, blimey. Hello? Oh, maybe we shouldn't poke it. No, don't poke it with that stick, please. It's the Uncle John. What do you think it is? What is it? I wonder if it's something to do with... Well, what happened to Ick? Oh, you think? I'm guessing, but... It looks like a book, and yet it's not a book. But it would be easy to mistake the book. It's not saying anything. Maybe it's scared. Look, I'll stay here and keep an eye on it. You go and fetch Ick. I thought we didn't want Ick down here. Well, maybe as long as he doesn't eat it, maybe he'll be able to help tell us what it is. Oh, I suppose so. Oh, it's odd. It's odd, listeners. It's got a face, but it's like a book. It's got a face. Oh, I'm creeped out. Come on, run along. Oh, it's all right. Oh, I knew I shouldn't have looked up on that top of that shelf. Well, it would explain things. I got down here. Whatever it is. Listeners, we're just going to wait for Ick to arrive. I'll speak to you in a minute. Gosh, I hope everything is a bit more calmer with Martin and Cromarty. Maybe you should go and catch up and see what they're up to. We'll speak to you in a minute.
Oh dear. This is me, Martin. I'm in the laboratory. I've just tripped over something, and I spilled a whole cup of coffee over Cuthbert, and Cromarty's not here, and I'm going to be in so much trouble. I think the only thing I can do is if I remove this sheet, and we'll just have to see how bad the damage is. Oh dear. There's not as if there's been any smoke or anything, but right. I'm just lifting up the sheet and. Oh. Cuthbert's not there. The box where Cuthbert was... But he's not... He's gone. How can he have gone? I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. So I haven't just thrown coffee over Cuthbert. Unless the coffee made Cuthbert evaporate or disintegrate or... No, that's just stupid. But I'm sure that's where Cuthbert is meant to be. Oh dear, I don't know what's going on now. I'm very confused. What if Zap's been in here? What if Zap's been in here and has kidnapped him? And what if Cromarty gets back and thinks that I've given him to Zap? Oh dear. What should I do? Maybe I should just put the cloth back on and pretend I don't know anything about, except the cloth's got my coffee stains on. And... Oh dear. Now, listeners, there's another Sutton Park clip I've got for you. I think whilst I work out what I'm going to do, you should listen to that. All right? Yeah, more Sutton Park from about the same time in the 90s. Yes. Sutton Park clip. Listen. Yes. Thank you. Oh, dear.
I'm going to run through some trees now and try and catch that wheel.
What is going on?
Pull them away from each other or something.
The clock, it says, it is Christmas Day. Where is everybody? What is going on? I cannot remember getting here. I don't know how we are here. How did we get here?
Hi. Miss Cromarty, look, I don't know what we're doing here, but look, I found some horrible things. It looks like a mask that's between your horse, don't you? It looks like scavenging George. but it's not real. He doesn't know what's going on or what's understanding of.
No, I do not know what is going on either. I do not understand it at all.
Move time forward. This bores me. Move time forward.
I'll do that.
Hello viewers, I'm here, it's Christmas Day, and Graham's over there. He seems to be watching old episodes of Sutton Park. There's Kerry on the screen there, and Phil. Of course, Kerry has been gone for a long time now, and last time I heard from Phil he was living somewhere exotic. Graham's over there. He can't see me. I can't communicate with him unless I come out of this dimension. I've got to speak to Valgard. What have I got to do next? At the moment, everything looks quiet, but something's bound to happen.
What is going on? It is now daylight, but only minutes ago it was not. What is going on?
Oh. Hello? What's going on?
Chesticles.
What's going on? It's Christmas.
Test.
It's Christmas,
Test.
But it was not Christmas about 5 minutes ago.
Yes, it
was. It was not.
Yes, it was.
Not for me, it was not. Last time I remember, it was like September or something. Or Paul's birthday or something.
Twa.
What's going on?
Twa. Oh, yeah.
What is going on? It was the night time, and now it is not. What is going on? Who can explain it to me?
Meanwhile, elsewhere.
Where am I? Where am I? Just a minute. I'm back in my body. I'm back in my body. It's me, Hall. I'm back in my body. Where am I?
Mr. Horner. Mr. Horner. It's me. This is the blame for the controller keeps before he just decides what to do. He's going to kill us all off. He's going to kill us all off.
Oh, calm down. What are we doing here? Where are we? Oh. This looks like the place to do with the control. Oh God, he's got all his guards. We've got to get out of here. We can't let him destroy us, get rid of us. Oh my God, that was awful. I spent the last God knows how long trapped in evil Cromarty's body. I thought for a minute I was going to get killed. I thought they were going to try. Oh my goodness. Where is the evil Cromarty? What's happened to him? Oh, last time we saw, he inside your body was rushing towards the cliff and there was... How do we know you are the real Horner? How do we know you're just not lying again? How do we know anything?
It's all right. It's all sorted. There's no more ruses anymore. No more plot line, no more strange things going on. The controller just wants to get rid of us all. He's not going to mess around anymore. He'll be back soon.
That's a good point. Where is the evil comet here? Oi! Listen, you! Where's the evil comet, eh? Hey! Oh! Oh my god! Help me move this, look! Look! It's here! It's been deanimated! It's him! Oh my god!
Good lord!
Oi! Oh! Oh my god! Oh my god! He's killed him. That could have been me. Oh, good lord. If he's killed him, what plans does he have for us? What plans for us? Golden Berry.
I need no longer bother with Horner, Gorgonghast and Rameses. And all the other cronies. Yes, I no longer wish to keep up this bloodline involving the evil cromity and the body swap. It is pointless. It just drags on. It is pointless. I have got rid of the evil cromity. I shall move on to Horner, Gorgonghast, Rameses, and all the others. But first I must wait to trap Paul in his family home. I must move on. Before I deal with the others, he must be found.
Meanwhile, not so very far away, an old enemy waits and watches. An old enemy, at present forgotten by the controller, but an enemy that could quite soon cause enough trouble of her own.
I hear that Paul has escaped to a slipside dimension. But I am still here. I watch as characters are destroyed. Paul will attempt to save them. I shall be waiting for him. I appear to be forgotten. Maybe it is because I have only recently returned. Maybe the controller has forgotten about me. Yes. I cannot risk him. I cannot risk him taking over. I can't risk him destroying this reality. I will be affected. I can't risk him. He must be destroyed.
Oh, Cromarty, I don't understand about this. I don't understand. This isn't the real George and Gavin, is it? We haven't heard from anyone. He's trying to get through them on the phone. Where's Paul? What is going on? Is that controlling man, isn't it? He wants to get rid of us all. Where's Horner and Clive and everybody else? You're like this.
I'm sorry. I do not understand. You have not seen them? But he was registered, yes? In the clinic, he was ill. He was registered, but he left. Thank you very much. You have not seen him since September. Thank you. Oh, good God. Goodbye. Jay, I was calling the clinic, you know, where they, yes, they have not seen either George or Gavin for months. I do not know where they are, what has happened to them. Surely, I do not believe that that is them. But I am sure the controller has something to do with this. Either that or they are hiding from him. Maybe they know, maybe they are aware of what he is doing and they are hiding. But I do not believe that anyone can hide. Yes, I am certain this is the controller's work. There is no sign of Paul. I do not know. I think we must... Graham does not seem to be aware of any problems. The controller has not struck on him. It must be his work, though. I know somebody who will know. Mr. Goodman, Nick Goodman, he will know. We must go and find him, yes? Come along now, before the controller finds us. It has got to be his work. Come on, hurry now.
Yeah, right. I'm going to make a move quickly off. Oh.
He does tend to spill things and leave traces of ingredients about. It's perfect. He's everywhere.
There's got to be something I can do. They're all here. But Valgard has said that I can't risk opening... He can't risk opening the portal to let me speak to them because the controller is very close. We just heard news that something dreadful has happened to Tremaine. I don't know exactly what, but it's something the controller's influenced. We've got to be able to... I've got to be able to help evacuate the others. We can't let them... whilst they're out there, they're in danger.
I know that, Paul. You know that. And so does the controller. He is suspicious. He knows. He knows you're no longer here. He cannot tell where you are, but no doubt he has chosen this as the most logical place for you to come. If you step from this barrier, you risk not only their life, but your life.
So what do I do then, hey? What do I do? What exactly do I do? Well, look, if it's too dangerous to hang around here and evacuate anyone from here, I've got to do something. I can't just stay here and I'm going to have to nip off somewhere else and then nip back or something. Somebody else. Who else is in Salisbury? Well, Harry is obviously okay. We saw Harry, yeah? Harry is obviously all right. Somebody else in Salisbury. There's Paul Hillier, maybe. I don't know if he's in Salisbury anymore, but... Oh, I don't know. I'm never quite sure about him. I've never been quite sure whose side he's on. I don't know if I should evacuate him or not, but... Who else? Who else can I evacuate? Nick. I could go to Nick's. There could be a trap waiting there, but... The controller can't be in two places at once. If I can get there quick enough. Valgard? What do you think?
We can but try. We can but try. Again, it is another obvious alternative, but... Yes, we shall go there now. Meanwhile, not so very far away...
I don't understand. What? One moment I was at Michelle's, it was all dark, and I was feeding the fish and feeding the meat. Next time here. I left and it was about 10 minutes ago. I've got the bloody controller mucking about again. I will not have this creature, person, whatever his name is, mucking around my life. So, I mean, what's going to happen if I suddenly don't appear at Michelle's? You know, burglars might appear, or the meter might go again, or the fish might starve. I don't know. What about the alien?
Meanwhile, whilst Nick, a little bit of a sob, Paul, Comedy, and Jay are still looking for Nick, and they're not so far away, as it happens, but neither is the controller.
Mr. Comity, what are we doing in this field? Hey, it's not nice. Well, we're not going to find Nick in this field, are we?
Shush, be quiet now. I've followed his footprints. He must be near... Just a minute. I think that is him now. Mr. Nick! Oh dear! Wait for Mr. Nick! Come on!
Oh, you're right! Oh, Mr. Nick!
Any sign, Vargard? He's gotta be around here somewhere. He wasn't at the house. He wasn't at Michelle's flat.
Paul, just a minute. Over there, in the distance. It's Nick. I'm sure it's Nick, and there's somebody else with him. Come on.
Somebody else? It's not the controller, is it? Oh, God.
I do not
understand.
Hello.
Hi.
What is going on here? It's all very strange. And the time keeps stopping and time's jumping and stuff.
Do you remember Michelle?
Michelle, you went to her house, you were not there.
That's right. I was, and then I wasn't.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
No.
I mean, I was, you know, one minute I was there, she had a power cut, you see.
We
had to recharge the key, and I left, and then...
I think it is the time jump, so the controller, he's mucking around.
We must defeat him.
I don't know.
He tried to take me over, do you know that?
Oh, God. Do you know where Paul is?
We do not know where Paul is at all.
I've been desperately trying to find him in this wilderness.
It's terrible. I do not know what is going on.
Do you know where we are?
I think we need to be, aren't we, somewhere?
Yes, I think we have been put here for a reason.
Why has the controller put us here?
Probably because he wants to kill us.
The bastard.
The trap is set. Will Paul turn up? If so, will he reveal himself from the other dimension? Will he risk it?
Yeah, we're very quite close.
I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure? There's Nick, there's Cromarty and there's Jay. Come on, you've got to open up the barriers. We've got to let them through. We've got to evacuate them. We've got to save them.
But Paul, this could be a trap. The controller could be nearby. If I open up the barriers, he could be waiting.
But we've got to risk it. We've got to open the barriers. We've got to.
I tell you, Paul, I will not. I cannot until we can be certain that the controller is not nearby. If I open the barriers, I will have access to this dimension. He can destroy us all then. All our hard work will be for nothing.
But there can't be much time left. We've got to do something. We've got to do something before it's too late.
I sense they are nearby. What will they choose to do?
What is going on?
I don't know.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Whatever choice Paul makes, someone is in danger. If he opens the barrier, I shall strike on him. If he does not, I shall kill his friends. Whichever way, he cannot win.
Oh, I think we've been watched.
It would not surprise me at all. The controller is probably watching every movement we make. Oh dear. We can't be too far from Paul's house. Maybe we should go that way.
That way?
Yes. Come.
Let's go to Paul's house then. Yeah, come on.
Oh no, they're moving away. What are we going to do? We're trapped. It's stalemate. We can't risk opening up the portal. We can't do anything if we don't open it. I'm sure the controller must be nearby. You're right, Valgard.
Yes. There he is. They're moving off. He's been in the trees watching. He's following now.
Oh, sorry, boy.
Come, we must follow them. The controller is very close. He probably suspects that we are nearby, but knows we would not be able to help without risking ourselves. If he tries to attack them, then we may be forced to make a move. Come.
Right.
Come. Quick.
Very nearly in Cheltenham. Valgard, I don't know what we're going to do about this. It's really quite strange.
What?
Oh, hello.
What are you doing here?
I'm wondering about my umbrella.
But this isn't... How did you get here?
Look, my umbrella's lost all its colour.
But... You're outside of reality, like I am. What are you doing here? How did you get here?
You think that's a surprise where I'm concerned? My grip on reality is fairly tenuous, you should know this.
Well, yes, but I mean...
Well, I thought I'd go for a walk and I...
You did?
Sort of ended up here. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, but I don't think Nick is.
I haven't seen you since...
Ages ago.
London?
Yes.
Highgate.
Yes, that's right.
Highgate.
Hi.
Okay.
Have you seen Nick?
No, why? What's he doing?
Oh, it's a rather long story. Oh goodness,
rather
I hope
long.
It's all right. Look, let me explain. It's a bit like this. He's turned his left way, is not?
I think so, yes.
Stop doing the voice like that.
Sorry.
Don't you? I think the controller is very nearby, but I do not know better.
Then we shall crush him.
No, I do not think we'll be able to. Little Jay, hurry up, what have you got there?
Mr. Cromarty, I've found religion. Look, I found gold. Gold. No, it's a gold, isn't it? I've found it, look, come on.
What has he got there? Come.
Oh dear. It's a waterfall.
Oh, they're not going to go that way, this way.
This way, right, let's go.
So basically, Valgard and I have caught up with Nick, and there's Nick, I mean, he's obviously heading back towards the house. He's just up over there. He won't see us, because of course we're in this, we can see him, but he can't see us.
So we're not here.
We're not, I mean, Valgard can open the doors and sort of pull Nick through into this dimension with Jay and Cromarty, but the controller is sitting there waiting. It's a trap. Basically, we're in a stalemate. We can't risk opening the doors, because if we open the doors, the controller.
Business. So, how do we get? We couldn't get rid of the controller, could we? Replace him with another? Perhaps we could start a.
We've tried
campaign,
things like that. We've tried scandals, and nothing seems to be working at all.
He doesn't.
The trouble is,
operate.
I mean, he's been trying to kill off characters, as if to provoke me to do something rash, and.
And it wouldn't be your first little rash, would it?
No.
That's a blackhead, I say.
I mean, the controller obviously suspects that, because the controller can't see us in where we are now, but the controller obviously is setting up this situation, hoping that I do something rash to try and save Nick, because he's going to try and provoke me, he's going to try and kill Nick, or kill Jay, or threaten Cromarty, and then I'll have to do something, and then I'll have to come out from hiding. Or let them die, one or the other.
No, we can't do that.
So at least you're... I mean, at least now you're here. It's not just... I feel that at least you're already safe, you're already here. Yes. But we've got to do something to help the others.
Safe for the moment, but for how long did you see that, look?
For how long? That's a question I can't answer.
Let me have a look, Paul.
Well, be careful.
No, it's fine. Let me have a look.
Some people on the shelf, Hick.
Gosh, yes, I remember. I was in this part of the library.
Oh, it's very strange, isn't it? Very strange, Hick. I hear all those funny noises. Is it trying to speak?
No, Paul, I think it's probably breaking wind.
Oh dear. Nasty. Oh dear. What if you ate its mate or something? Who said it had a mate? Well, I don't know. You know, like ducks, they have mates. This isn't a duck. This isn't a duck, Yeti, Uncle John.
No, but it does have an alien organism.
Why doesn't it say anything?
Well, I think it's scared. And also, I think it communicates by telepathy. Oh, golly.
You don't think you did eat its mate?
No, Paul. But I might have taken a bite out of it. Look, there are teeth marks.
Oh, my goodness, I can see teeth marks.
Oh, dear. I think we're going to have to transfer it to my spaceship. Maybe there I can work out. You know, what planet it comes from, and maybe return it.
How did it even get here? I mean, has it been here for years? You know, like the whole time I've been working here?
Yes, Paul, quite possibly.
Oh, and then you come along and you take a bite out of it. No wonder it's scared.
All right, Paul, all right. I didn't do it on purpose.
And it does look like a book. It does, a book with eyes. Look, are you sure you're going to be able to just take it to your spaceship? Are you sure it's not going to kind of dig its heels in or dig its claws in or whatever?
Don't worry. I'll just beam it to the spaceship. I'll make sure that it's safe.
It's not going to be like an alien from one of those films.
No, Paul, don't be offensive.
Yeah, Paul, don't be offensive. Well, I'm sorry. I am sorry, Ick. I didn't mean to say anything. Well, I'm glad we found out what it is. At least we found out, like, what it was that made you ill.
Yes, Paul. I think so. Gosh.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear. I hope there's not another one down here. Well, we'll just have to be careful. And perhaps there's a reason that this storeroom hasn't been cleared out for 20 or 30 years.
It's possible.
The funny thing is, when I used to come down here, like, 10 years ago, it used to be so hot down here. But more recently, it's not been so hot. What, you think that thing, you think, well, what, you think it was, like, giving off heat? Might have been.
Well, maybe it's dying, or it's coming towards the end of its lifespan. Maybe that's why it's not so hot. It's possible, I suppose.
Yeah. Weird, but I still wonder how it got down here. I wonder if maybe somebody who worked in the library or somebody who worked in the college collected weird things. It's not the X-Files, Paul. I know it's not the X-Files. Listeners, we need to help Ick get this thing back to the spaceship. Golly. As I say, I do hope that Cromarty and Martin have had a quieter time of it. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, listeners. I hope you enjoyed those Sun Park clips. I'm sorry I've been a bit distracted. I don't know. I don't know what's happened to him. I'm going to try and build a sort of Cuthbert replica out of, boxes and maybe something or other. Just so that Cromarty doesn't notice. I've sort of got it there. I've covered it in a sheet and hopefully he won't notice anything. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Martin, what are you doing?
Oh, blimey. I didn't see you there, Cromarty.
What are you doing with that sheet?
I was just making sure that Cuthbert was okay.
What do you mean?
Well, Cuthbert, under the sheet where you left him, yes.
Cuthbert is not under there. What are you talking about?
What?
Cuthbert is not under the sheet.
Oh, I know that.
Martin, what is going on? Cuthbert is on Ick's spaceship. There's some final work that Ick is helping me with.
What? You mean... Oh, dear. I've been such a fool. I thought that Zap had stolen him.
Well, I wouldn't put it past him. That's one of the reasons that I moved him to Ick's spaceship. It's not so easy for Zap to get in there. What exactly happened?
Well, you see, I was presenting clips for the listeners from Sun Park, and then I tripped with my coffee and I threw it over what I thought was Cuthbert underneath the sheet, and then when I lifted up the sheet, he wasn't there, so I thought he must have been kidnapped.
Oh no! Oh, Martin, you are stupid. You are a fool. No, Martin, Cuthbert is not here. And Zap does not have him.
Well, what a relief. Oh, what a relief. Oh, dear. Oh, oh dear, oh, dear. Whew. Oh, dear, yes, I am an idiot. I'm officially an idiot.
Although, I am getting readings that suggest that Zap has been in the area recently. So, well...
What, down here?
No, not down here, but very close. He is in the area. Just watching, I suppose. Watching and waiting to cause mischief. Watching and waiting. Oh, yes. I will be back. I've got some poems for you. They're from my collection Yeti Hugs and Other Horrors from 2011. The first one's called It's Not Easy Being Scary.
It's not easy being scary when your face is kind of funny. It is hard to be dead spooky when your nose is red and runny. It is tough to get them shivering when they think of you as nice. Neither will you ever woo them if you're not built to entice. You'll neither shock them nor seduce them if they only think of you as cute. No matter quite how much you shout, they'll tell your pals you're just a hoot. It's not easy being scary when they think you're such a laugh. No matter quite how much you scowl or try to take an evil path, if they perceive you as a lamb, well, then a wolf you'll never be. You may think you're quite the rogue, but they will simply disagree. No matter quite how much you scream or in the shadows you may lurk, no kind of sinister persona, I'm afraid, is going to work. It's not easy being scary or to make them all afraid when they don't see you as a freak, more like some blushing meter maid. You can dress up in a sheet, but they will know you're not a ghost. You can wear a pair of fangs or be a temperamental host, but they'll just see you as a softie. It's not the you they all expect. They will simply shrug their shoulders. It just won't have the right effect. It's not easy being scary if you cannot make them quake, if you cannot make their knees knock, or they'll not even keep awake. If their teeth refuse to chatter, if they see your face and smile, if they just cannot see your anger or your furiousness and bile. I'm sad to say you've been a flop, but in truth you needn't ever tell. Oh, just keep flashing them that smile, yes, just embrace what you do well. This one's called My American Hunk. My goodness, you're gorgeous, but I hope you're still free. I hope you'll still listen. How about you and me? I would run off to France, be your plaything in wait. Well, this sad, bashful Brit could be yours now to date. I would come when you called, be your flirtatious flunky. Oh, my American hunk, you're so splendidly spunky. My American hunk, let me be more specific. When I see your fine smile, I just think you're terrific. I just think you're a marvel. Hope it's me that you choose. Yes, with you in my arms, I'd have nothing to lose. We could make it together, we could make a great team. So can't we make this thing happen, be the next love's young dream? When I taste your sweet lips, feels as if I be drunk. Take me, darling, I'm yours, my hot American hunk. My goodness, you're scrumptious, yes, quite something indeed. Won't you snuggle up close, won't you pay me some heed? You're much lovelier, dear, than I ever could be. Let me hold you so tight, let me coat you in brie. You're a little bit cheeky, so fantastically chunky. Oh, my American hunk, you're delicious, you monkey. The last poem this time is called The Moths Are Gathering in My Wallet. The moths are gathering in my wallet. I hear them plotting out their schemes. I hear them nibbling at my till receipts. I guess they're nibbling at my dreams. I hear them rattle in my pocket. I mustn't ever set them free. I mustn't ever let them out because they'll never let me be. They are there and for a reason have thought through their every move. They are poised for their escape, their presence sadly fails to soothe. They are gathered in my wallet, but I don't find this very funny. That the moths are getting hungry because it's bound to cost me money. The moths are gathering in my wallet, I hear them chomping at the bit. I've really tried to treat them kindly, but they do not wish to quit. I see them massing up their forces, I feel them tickling my leg. I've asked them quite politely, but then I do not like to beg. But they make their presence felt now, in the most disrespectful way. They're going to make me bristle and will cause my nerves to fray. As they fidget in my wallet and my flesh begins to creep. When I'm lying wide awake, I pray they do not hear me weep. The moths are gathering in my wallet, I hear them planning their release. Their whispers cut straight through me, oh, won't their banter ever cease? No, because it's payback time and all my days of prudent saving. It is too late to treat them nice, there is no good in simply waving. Maybe red roses or a cheque, maybe some giant make-up present. They want their freedom, that's for sure, but their revenge will not be pleasant. As they flutter in my wallet, it seems I'm offered no relief. I really had no idea that moths could grow such massive, snarlsome teeth. Here, take the money, my wallet is yours. Do you take credit? Direct debit? Please, I have a 50p piece. Oh, no, get your wings off me. Ouch. Ooh, oh, dear. Oh, no, please. Oh, oh, dear. Ouch. Ooh, your ears and whiskers. Well, listeners, that's about all we've got time for. I hope you enjoyed our episode. Goodness. Ah, what a palaver, eh? Oh dear, that thing in the bookshop and then Martin thinking that he'd gone and thrown coffee over over Cuthbert. Oh dear, oh dear. The mystery of what that thing is that we found down there is currently, well, there's a question mark over it still. Ick is investigating, and hopefully we'll hear more, but it does appear that Ick took a bite out of it and it disagreed with him, which is kind of, well, we knew that he'd eaten something and it had disagreed with him, but anyway, next episode, well, we never know what episodes are coming up next, but there are plenty in store, so I hope you'll join us again soon, and well, take care, and yeah, goodbye for now. Bye now. Bye. So, Ick, do you know any more? I mean, about this creature?
Well, yes. I do think I've identified it. It, well, I can't really pronounce what its name is. It's a completely different language that I'm afraid you wouldn't understand.
Gosh. Wow. Dear, oh dear. This episode started off so simply with me answering questions for Jay the Haunt Cub, and now we're identifying aliens.
Yes, Paul. Yes. Oh, well, that sounds like a quite ordinary episode of the Shadow Podcast to me.
You're probably right, yeah. Gosh. Wow. Is it vicious or violent or...?
Well, no, it's as I thought. Probably coming towards the end of its life cycle. I think you're probably right about why why the room used to be so hot. It's because that was its sort of defence mechanism. And more recently, as it's begun to die, I suppose, it has not been giving out that sort of heat. In fact, it's now possible to approach it.
But it's... I can't believe it's been down here all that time, and I didn't even know.
Well, yes, Paul.
But we still don't know how it got there.
No, we don't.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to take it back to its home planet, or...?
Well, I don't know that I can get there. I mean, it's a very long way. And I don't know whether it would even survive. And as I say, it's coming to the end of its life.
But, like, soon?
Well, in the next million years or so.
Oh, golly. So what, you just going to keep it for now?
Just going to keep it for now and observe it.
But do you need to feed it? I mean, it can't have been getting much food down in the store.
No, it feeds off memories. Memories and... emotional energy.
Really? Well, I suppose we do have students, and gosh, no wonder they forget things. And they leave things lying around, and they forget to hand in essays and lose reading material.
Well, that might explain it.
It might do. It might just be... Oh, anyway. Golly. Fascinating. So, well, listeners, it looks like the mystery... Well, it's not exactly solved, but we're one step forward to finding out... Well, at least we know more about why it got ill.
Oh, I feel so bad taking a bite out of it. This is the thing, though. You know, I was down there eating books. I had no idea.
Well, of course not. No, you can't blame yourself. Oh, wow, weird. But, of course, more questions all the time, though. So, we know what made you ill, but... Now we know that this creature was down in the store, but we don't know how it got there.
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe in time.
Do you think it'll be able to tell us?
Well, it might open up to us telepathically. At the moment, it's still afraid.
I don't blame it. We've just removed it from its home. It's been down there for, what, 20 years? Maybe far longer.
Maybe far longer, yes, Paul.
Oh, goodness. Goodness. Hmm.
The other thing, Paul, is that it's probably quite valuable.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, there are always bounty hunters looking for aliens. And, I mean, I'm quite a common species, but this is a very rare alien.
Oh, dear. Not more trouble, not more bounty hunters. It's bad enough that we've got people after Cuthbert.
Hmm. Yes. Well, we just have to be careful, won't we?
Life's never easy.
Oh, you can say that again. You can say that again, Paul.
Life's never easy.
Papa, you can say that again, Paul. You can say that again.
Life's never easy.
You can say that again, Paul. You can say that again.
Life's never easy.
You can say that again. You can say that again, Paul.
Life to... Oh, right. Bye-bye, listeners.
Bye, listeners. They must have thought we were stuck by one of those old record players.
Yeah. I think they just know we're being silly.
Oh, bless you.
Goodbye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
You're delicious, you monkey. I actually have to get off.
He's not that shy.
Oh, I hope he hasn't found out my secret. Do you think he has?
169. Unified, unique
voices. Unified,
unique voices.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
Yeah. You could stay in there as well, will it? You're mad.
And so, filming for Tide of Freedom continues.
Ah! Have you met my friend Dr. McKelly?
No!
Dr. McKelly.
What?
Say a few words.
Dr. Macaulay Culkin!
I tell you this, boy! Sutton Park!
Where? Don't talk to me about Sutton Park.
Hello.
Can I come in?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
All right, thank you. How are you?
Is it going nice coming down to the Sleeders home? Are you going to put a swimming?
Oh, no, we're not. No. Oh, no, we're not. No, it's too cold.
Oh, that's all right then.
It's a bit chilly.
Doing all these bits of filming and things. It looks, it's going to match really well with the sun, though, isn't it, eventually?
Oh, yeah. It matches. Yeah, lovely.
Well, I mean, if it's going to be part of Sutton Park, then we're going to... Oh.
How are you being not existent at the moment? Are you being fine?
I've been fine not being existent.
Did you know you had a rusty thingy?
What's a bit. You?
It's a bit rusty to me.
All I want to do.
Hello,
Lisa.
Hi, Paul.
How are you?
Hi, Rifle.
Oh, that's right then.
See, I'm not radioactive.
You haven't got your
anymore.
Hair.
No, I'm not radioactive.
You've lost your radioactive hair.
Yes, I'm not radioactive.
You've got. You're you.
I'm me. Hello, no, not me.
Hello, Dr. Truby. Oh, yes, Mr. Goodman seems to have recovered from his 70s disease.
I do believe we've cured him.
Yeah. If he doesn't cure, we can always kill him.
Well, we can give him 2 aspirins, you know. That'll probably do as much good, won't it?
Oh, hello, guys. It must be you.
Yes, it is.
You're doing acting as well.
I'm in the flesh, we're all covered in clothes.
I thought you had more senses to come down here.
Petrol.
Oh, cliffhanger.
Hello, viewers. Down in Southbourne, as you may have guessed by now. We're going to do some filming. Surprise, eh?
Time for a cliffhanger soon, so I expect something nasty and spooky will happen.
Hello, Paul. It's me, Dick. I'm leaving you a message. I'm in a bookshop. But, not a bookshop in your England. No, a bookshop up in space. I have that book with me. The one from the storeroom. I'm going to show it to an expert. Yes, there is an expert who may know what the book is. Here he comes now. Hello. Hello, Mr. Ick. Hello. Let me look at this book now. Oh, by the way, my name is Ark. Yes. Thank you, Ark. I would be most interested to... know what you think That's fine. Now, let me look. Let me look at this book of yours. Where did you find it again? I found it in a storeroom, in a library, in a college, in London, which is in England, which is on the planet Earth. Do you know of it? Ah, yes. I believe I have heard of the planet of the Earth. Anyway, let us look at this book. Fine, yes, here it is. You see, there's quite a story involved. Oh dear. Now I think I have seen a book like this before. Why are there teeth marks in it? Oh, that might be me. You see, a while ago, you know how much Athenians like eating old books.
Well, yes,
but not myself, because, well, I work in this bookshop. We couldn't be eating these books. No, I understand that. Anyway, I was always brought up to eat books, especially if they were, past their best-by date, if you like. Anyway, I was clearing out the store in this library, eating a book, and, I took a bite of this book. At the time, I did not realize that it was more than just a book. It made me very sick.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
Anyway, I did get better.
Ah, you are very lucky.
I've never seen a book that is alive before. It is alive, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Most definitely. I must do some tests.
Maybe I will be able to get back to you. Is it okay if I
keep hold of the book for a while?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure. That would be fine. Yes. Shall I call back again? Wait for me
to call you.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. All right. I suppose I better go. Look after the book.
Oh, I will.
There you go, Paul. There you go, listeners. Yes, somebody's going to examine the book. Maybe we'll learn more.
Hello? Is that you? Yes, I have the book. Yes, you can come and collect it whenever you like. All right, then. All right, Zap. I'll see you soon.
Hi. What's that?
It's a god. It's gold. It's good gold.
Oh.
Do not worry about
it. Where did you get it from?
It's
got bits on.
If he found it, we must move on. We cannot muck around. We must get back to the house.
Yes.
We've got to find Paul.
Look.
What?
There's a swan.
I wonder if I cannot see a swan.
No, look. There it goes.
Oh, it's very strange, isn't it? Very strange. Making all those funny noises. They're trying to speak.
No, Paul. I think it's probably breaking wind.
Oh. Oh, dear. Nasty.